back or a day. Oh, yes, yes. No good. I know so many people trying to live on for the past. No good. If I could call back today. Yes, 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 yes. I'll never, never be poor. No good. Stop dreaming, stop dreaming. And live on, live on. For the future. No good, no good, no good. No, 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 no. Ain't no good. Come on. For the future and not the past.
Call back them days. just a year. Call back them days, call back them days of yesteryear.
Yes, y'all, man. They gone.
In your heart, in your soul. In your heart, in your soul.
Live
those
on.
Days, those days. Will never, 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 never go. Never go.
Never come back again.
Those days never go. Never go.
Thank you. let you know about something that needs to happen real soon. You got to save Free Radio. Yes, we need a new studio. We need it to be economical. It doesn't have to be a big place. It could be a small room. We'd like to have access to a bathroom. If the whole thing is clean and dry and has electricity, that's a real plus for us. Somewhere between the West Side and 41st Avenue, maybe part of your garage, or we could put a shack in your backyard. We'll consider pretty much any solution you can come up with. We're 20 years old. We're a community-supported pirate radio station. We've received official recognition 3 different times for our public service over the last 20 years, and we're offering a $300 reward to anyone who will get us a studio that we can use for at least a year. So send that email to frsc@freakradio.org. That's frsc@freakradio.org, or you could send mail to FRSC PO Box 7811, Santa Cruz, California 95061.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Democracy Now!, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
Tune in to Democracy Now!, Monday through Friday, 12 noon.
On Free Radio Santa Cruz, also known as Freak Radio, community-based FM radio station, which people certainly here know, operating without an FCC license since 1995.
Democracy Now!, 12 noon, Monday through Friday, on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM or freakradio.org. Also check out democracynow.org.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
So there's no talking to the Taliban. We don't want to talk to the Taliban. We're going to finish what we have to finish. What nobody else has been able to finish, we're going to be able to do it.
After more than 16 years of fighting, the U.S. war in Afghanistan is intensifying again as resources are pulled from Iraq and Syria, not to mention the domestic budget at home in the U.S., to expand the longest war in United States history. Today, we'll speak to Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Steve Cole, author of the new book, Directorate S, the CIA and America's Secret Wars in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
I think it's more continuity than change with the Trump administration. They have put some pressure on Pakistan, suspended aid, but mostly after a long review, they decided to continue the war, more or less on the terms of the Obama administration and the Bush administration. They've dropped more bombs on Afghanistan in 2017 than in the year before. They've tried to signal that they're going to be tougher, that they're going to have more resolve, but I'm afraid it's a case of doing the same thing militarily that the previous administrations have done and expecting a different result.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Steve Cole, Dean of the Graduate School of Journalism at Columbia University, for the hour. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Senate leaders have announced a bipartisan agreement that would set federal spending levels over the next 2 years in a deal that would avert a second government shutdown. If approved, the deal would raise defense and non-defense spending by $300 billion while funding disaster relief programs for 2017's record-breaking hurricane and wildfire seasons. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer welcomed the deal, even though it fails to meet the demands of immigrant rights groups and many Democrats who want protection for young undocumented immigrants as part of any spending agreement. In the House of Representatives, Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi of California held the floor for a record-breaking 8 hours Wednesday to call on lawmakers to protect immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children, the so-called Dreamers.
There's nothing partisan or political about protecting Dreamers. If a Dream Act were brought to the floor, it would pass immediately with strong bipartisan support. And I commend my Republican colleagues